Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The main predictor of a child's success in school is poverty. We're going to explore that issue and what can be done to improve kids' chances at academic success this week in a series we call Behind from the Beginning. We start our series where it all begins, in the womb, with a look at how poverty can affect a baby's brain before that child is even born. KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld takes a look.
Rainier Beach Medical and Dental Clinic serves mostly low-income patients in South Seattle. Today, Kara Habib is in for her 10-week prenatal visit with midwife Judy Lazarus.
The other thing I actually found out after my last visit is that my iron level was kind of low.
It's not good to be anemic, but at least it's a pretty easy fix between diet and taking some extra iron pills so we can build it back up.
Lazarus says she's impressed that Habib has kept her weight gain to a minimum, even though she works in a donut shop. They discuss how Habib can boost her nutrition when morning sickness is limiting her appetite. Lazarus says this is the kind of prenatal care that keeps mothers and babies healthy and supports babies' developing brains.
You can't make up for that time lost in early pregnancy.
But many low-income women don't get enough prenatal care. Lazarus says about one out of three of her clients don't come in until midway through pregnancy, or even later. In Washington state, about 6% of women wait until the very end of their pregnancies for prenatal care, or they get no care at all. Lazarus says it's vital to make sure moms are getting the vitamins and fatty acids their baby's brains need. She says that's especially important among the low-income women she sees who may have trouble keeping food in the cupboards, or who might turn to junk food for cheap calories. Lazarus says it's also crucial to detect and treat health problems in mothers that can affect babies' brain development, like depression. When moms are depressed, it can slow their baby's brain growth. So can other common health conditions.
Thyroid disease has a big impact on future intellectual capacity for babies. So someone who has any kind of thyroid disease being in good control very early in the pregnancy is very important.
But Lazarus says there are a lot of barriers to prenatal care for low-income women. They might work long hours, not have a car or childcare, or lack health insurance. In Washington state, low-income women are guaranteed insurance coverage during pregnancy.
But women still have the barrier of needing to get the coverage, and that can take time, and that can put off doing things that we would otherwise do more quickly in pregnancies.
Even with insurance, Lazarus says a lot of things aren't covered.
So there are things that I would advise people to take, like iron supplements that are liquid, that are over-the-counter, that I wouldn't necessarily advise my patients because I'm not sure they could afford. I can ask, but it would be an expense, a significant expense for them.
Insurance also doesn't cover the infant care and other preparatory classes that have become standard fare for women in higher income brackets. Now, a new kind of prenatal care helps to bridge that gap. This is a group prenatal visit called Centering Pregnancy. It's an approach that's becoming popular at low-income clinics around the state. Half a dozen expectant moms and two providers meet two Mondays a month at the Columbia Public Health Center in South Seattle. Every meeting begins and ends with healthy snacks. Moms take their own blood pressure, and they take turns stepping behind a folding screen with a doctor to get measured, check the baby's heart rate, and discuss any concerns. In another corner, a nurse gives a client a flu shot.
Oh, I know, my dear. I've never met anyone who goes, oh, I love this. 1, 2, 3.
But most of the hour-and-a-half-long meeting is a group discussion. Today, the moms take turns reading statements about infant care and discussing whether they agree with the claims.
Myth or fact, smoking anywhere near the baby can increase the risk of unexpected infant death.
On this, the parents unanimously agree. Mom Alishay Lett says she smokes when she's not pregnant, but she's careful not to do it around her four-year-old.
They tell you, you know, you'll have a smoking coat or a smoking sweater. Take that off, wash around your mouth, wash your hands, take the sweater off before you even hold them. It's like you gotta quarantine yourself. But it's understandable.
Another woman says her mom will smoke in another room, but won't take her cigarette outside. It's hard, she says, because it's her mom's house. The women discuss that tricky situation. Dr. Jane Huntington says it's conversations like this that make centering pregnancy so valuable for her low-income patients. They can brainstorm solutions to problems that may not exist for wealthier women.
I think the value of being in a supported, open, non-judgmental environment with other people who are going through this problem And not with the medical expert who really has no idea what it's like to actually live with some of the problems that our patients live with. I think that's how we transform people's health and really make people healthier.
Mom Alice Shea Lett saw Dr. Huntington one-on-one for her first pregnancy. This time, Lett says she's enjoying doing centering pregnancy instead, even if she has to drag herself to the meetings.
When I'm out, I'm tired and I'm irritated, so I'm like, I don't want to go. But once I get here, it's like so worth it. It's like hearing the stories of everybody else kind of opens you up and it makes you happy, because then you realize, okay, you're not the only one doing it. And then there's other people that can relate to what you're going through right now, like the hormones and the being irritated and the headaches.
Although centering pregnancy has been around for decades, it's only in recent years that this model of care has been taking off locally. Now, about one-third of prenatal patients at Columbia Public Health Center attend centering groups. But Alice Shea Lett will soon need to find a new place for her prenatal care. This public health clinic for the poor is facing financial problems of its own. King County budget cuts mean the clinic will close at the end of the year. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
Tomorrow we're going to move from the womb to the cradle, with a look at an unexpected way that income level can affect a baby's brain during infancy.